as the suffering in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea continues, with some 3,000 active cases of Ebola reported now, the House Foreign Affairs Committee praised the U.S. response to the crisis. But some lawmakers accused the World Health Organization of incompetence, including Ed Royce, the Republican committee chairman. He warned that the world still has a lot to do.
What has worked in the past to block Ebola, obviously, is breaking the chain of transmission. But without us doing that, Ebola will continue to spill across borders and economies will be devastated in Africa. Governments will fail. Tens of thousands will die.
Most members said they support providing the emergency funding the Obama administration is asking for, and also called on countries around the world to step up their efforts. Ranking member, Democrat Elliot Engel.
As I have said, the U.S. cannot meet this challenge alone. Ebola is a global challenge requiring a global response. Fortunately, international efforts to control the epidemic in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have increased, both in terms of financial support and on-the-ground assistance.
USAID Administrator Rajiv Shah said he had met with 65 burial teams on his recent visit to Liberia, and that these efforts are really helping to bring down the number of new infections to that country. He said the U.S. is also reviewing new options for protective suits for healthcare workers, because they are at greatest risk of contracting the virus when taking off the protective gear. But Shaw rejected calls from Royce and others for a travel ban on people from the most affected countries.
And I think we're convinced that America is the signal decision maker. If we isolate these countries, the rest of the world will isolate these countries, and that will create a much different epidemic curve, and we'll all have to come back here and discuss how are we going to handle many, many, many additional cases than what we're looking at now.
Shaw said the international community should also be prepared for the Ebola outbreak to be followed by a hunger crisis in the region and get ready to provide quick relief. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.